morning for the 1st of June.
Ms. Whiten, your breakfast is ready, so I'm going to leave now. All my things is wrapped up in this little cloth bundle.
You're going to leave? Whatever for?
This is not a good place. I work and make money, but I can't save any because I'm selfish. God has been so good to me, and I've been keeping it all to myself.
Well, but what about your children?
My children are taken care of. My older girls are still with the Dumonts. Sophia with the Van Wagenens. Peter, he used to write me from the whaling ship. But I don't get no letters for years now.
I'm so sorry.
This is a bad city. God loves us, but too many people don't know that. I'm going to go preach to people who don't know him.
Preach? Well, I don't... But how will you live?
I don't need much. I got 2 York shillings saved up. That'll keep me for a good while. After that, well, I'm a good worker. I'll just get a job whenever I need one.
I can't change your mind.
No, I have to do this for God.
I see. I guess.
There's something else, Miss Whiten. God give me a new name.
What name is that?
Sojourner. I'm going to journey for God now. So that's a good name. Goodbye, Miss Whiten.
Goodbye, is it? Sojourner.
Oh, I'm tired of walking. I'm going to go sit under those trees for a minute. Oh, yeah. This is a good place to talk to God. Lord, I've been thinking. Most peoples have a second name. When I was with the Dumonts, I was called Dumont's Isabella. Then when I was with the Van Wagenens, I called myself Isabella Van Wagenen. Slaves get called by their masters' names. You're my last master, Lord, and I want you to give me my last name. Oh, yeah, Lord, that's a good name. Truth. The truth shall make you free. From now on, my name is Sojourner Truth.
In 1850, William Lloyd Garrison, a prominent abolitionist, published Sojourner Truth's life story, and she sold copies of the book to support herself as she traveled. In 1850, she began to speak for women's rights.